It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Emergency responders quickly arrived at the Dow Chemical facility late yesterday in Freeport after a massive fire broke out. Residents nearby reported hearing what sounded to be an explosion. According to Dow Texas Operations, the blaze began in Plant B. Officials say that they contained the fire within the facility block and all employees are accounted for. No injuries have been reported. No shelter-in-place orders were ever given. This was one of two plant fires yesterday. An explosion was also heard at the One Oak facility in Mont Bellevue. Three people were injured there. Houston area Congressman Wesley Hunt has entered the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate from Texas, challenging incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Our Andrew Schneider has more on the impact.
Hunt enters the contest as Cornyn, in second place, is closing the gap with Paxton in most polls. For that reason, the National Republican Senatorial Committee has been pressing Hunt to stay out of the Senate race and protect his seat in the House of Representatives. Mark Jones is a political scientist at Rice University's Baker Institute.
Assuming Hunt isn't able to leapfrog either Cornyn or Paxton and get into the May runoff, his entry into the race will, though, force a runoff. And in a runoff, Republican primary turnout is very low, and the people who turn out tend to be more conservative, something that benefits Paxton more than Cornyn.
Hunt's entry into the Senate race opens a vacancy in a solidly Republican congressional district in West Houston and Northwest Harris County. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The city of Houston's housing department plans to open a so-called super hub for homeless people in East Downtown sometime early next year. Our Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us this is part of a housing-focused alternative to criminalization, but it's already receiving pushback.
The housing department describes the proposed site as a place of refuge for people with no other places to go. With 150 to 225 temporary beds, it would serve as a referral service, sending people on to specialized programs and pathways to permanent housing. The East Downtown location struck some as inappropriate, including commercial real estate developer Bobby Orr. He points out the proximity to Shell Energy Stadium, which will host fan events for the FIFA World Cup next year, as well as the George R. Brown Convention Center.
The National Republican Party is coming. And then, when all that's over, the shelter will still be there. Are we showcasing homelessness, Houston's homelessness, to the world?
If approved by the city council, it could open early next year. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
And three children who almost drowned about a week ago in their family's pond in Dayton are now in temporary CPS custody. Authorities say Domingo Quintana called 911 to report that his wife may have tried to harm the children. He was arrested on an unrelated animal cruelty charge and then released. The mother of the kids is still in the hospital. Nobody's been charged for what happened, but again, the children are in temporary CPS custody while the Texas Rangers continue to investigate. I'm Matt Harab.